This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Check it out.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Yes!
Rich Eisen.
That boy is good.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Frank Caliendo here.
What would John Madden say?
We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Boom! Today's guests. Host of Pro Football Talk Live, Mike Florio. ESPN NFL analyst Mina Kimes, actor Kyle MacLachlan, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here with us on this day. If you're watching on Disney Plus or you're watching on the ESPN app everywhere, we say hello. If you are listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 80 or listening to us on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, we say hello to you. If you listen to us on our podcast whenever you want, it is your right to do so. We say hello. And as I mentioned, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Hope over the next 3 hours we can help you forget whatever's going on that causes you stress or whatever's going on maybe in the real world and be here with us in this world. Opening up week number 2 of the NFL season tonight with a biggie on Prime Video. Al Michaels was in studio to start our first full week here on Disney Plus and the ESPN app and ESPN Radio on Monday. He's calling tonight's game on Prime Video, and it's Commanders and Packers. We'll be breaking that down later on. And we've got three guests joining us. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is first up. There's lots, as you know, happening in our NFL world in advance of week 2. He'll join us middle of hour number 2, our friend from ESPN. She was sitting with me on that SportsCenter set when I made my return 22 years apart. Mina Kimes will be joining us in hour number 2. And then hour 3, Kyle MacLachlan, one of my favorites. I might go down to Twin Peaks wormhole with him.
Why not?
I might have him hold a Rich Eisen Show mug and say, that's a damn fine cup of coffee, which would be a dream come true for that high schooler that was watching Twin Peaks in Staten Island with my friends. And of course, we'll be talking with him about his new show, FX's The Lowdown, which premieres Tuesday, September 23rd. And then that's on FX, and then it re-airs on Hulu.
Hulu!
Which I think you can package together with The Rich Eisen Show in some way, shape, or form in this this newfangled streaming world. Good to see you over there, Christopher. How are you, Chris?
Good to be seeing Rich. What's up, man?
I'm doing well. Mike Del Tufo's tapping out today. Jay Felly's here.
Hey. I know I'm late, but you see those Raiders?
Oh, God, you are late.
Wow.
But congratulations on your Raiders.
Thank you. I just wanted to play this.
17-0, man.
That's our new drop. You got another new drop from that we have here?
I do.
Macca.
Okay. That's...
We get to see him tonight.
I do. Anytime we talk about the new Green Bay Packer, we've got a new drop.
Macca.
There you go. Very Macca. Good. Hello, TJ Jefferson. Good to see you.
Hello,
candle.
Rich.
Is the candle not lit?
No, I think the wick is dead in this candle, it's time for a new one.
I got it.
Dontavian Wicks is
or John Wick.
John Wick, nice. Yeah. Wick, Grease Beck, is that your
Dontavian Wicks
candle?
He's
Wick.
Going tonight, I assume.
All right, very good. Knows.
Okay. We start today's show on April 29th. 2021. Why are we doing that, Rich? It's a rhetorical question.
I don't have to answer.
I'll give you the answer.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Thank you.
April 29th, 2021, I was sitting on an NFL Network draft set in Cleveland, Ohio for the first in-person draft in 2 years. We all remember what happened in 2020. And sitting on that Cleveland set and a few hours before the draft, the big question was, what are the 49ers doing trading up for that third overall draft choice when we all know it was going to be Trevor Lawrence first going to the Jaguars and Zach Wilson second to the Jets? What do they trade up all the way to 3-4 a few days before? And then, oh, boy, baby, word came that Aaron Rodgers wanted out of Green Bay. Remember that one? Because the year before in that COVID draft, Aaron's sitting home apparently two fingers into a stiff drink and found out Jordan Love was being acquired. The draft rights moving up, the Packers did, to go get him. Apparently wasn't terribly pleased about that. Now he wanted out. And word was he was trying to force his way out to go to San Francisco 49ers. Why not?
Yeah.
All right. That's the team of his youth. Growing up in Chico, California.
Chico.
It's entirely possible Aaron Rodgers was a young man sitting there in Chico, California, watching me do my sports on KRCR television in Redding, California in 1994 to 96 before ESPN hired me for a 1.0. Now I'm in the 2.0, right? Anyway, that was all going on. And, you know, Rodgers with Kyle Shanahan, like that's the good stuff. Rodgers, as we all know, is an MVP of the NFL. He stayed in Green Bay anyway. Nothing happened with the 49ers and Rodgers. And he went on to win another MVP award later on that year, coming up with a 4-touchdown game late in the season against the Bears that served to be his last such game until this past Sunday. Why am I starting with all this? Because everybody also thought the Niners had traded up in that draft to take Mac Jones.
Mac 10.
Remember that? That was a big thing.
When they traded up
initially, the first thought was it was for Mac Jones, the kid out of Alabama.
Had a huge year in Alabama.
And this is the type of guy that Shanahan wants. Like, you know, we all know Shanahan and everybody in his system covets Kirk Cousins. Like, Daniel Jeremiah, my buddy from NFL Network, always says, if you are in that Shanahan system, McVay system, you must pay fealty to Kirk Cousins, because Shanahan had Kirk in D.C. And the word was that Shanahans weren't terribly into RG3. That was a thumb on the scale by Dan Snyder. And they drafted Kirk Cousins later on in that draft. And Mac Jones was going to be Kirk Cousins 2.0. And they went with Trey Lance. Yada, yada, yada. Trey Lance goes there. Mac Jones goes to New England. He comes out of the draft green room like Vince McMahon. Remember that? Mac Jones is walking like
McMahon. No.
He goes to New England. Trey Lance hardly plays a lick in San Francisco. Mac Jones has an incredible rookie season to the point where he's grittying in the Pro Bowl. And then the roof caves in for him there in New England, and Trey Lance gets a starting shot, but he gets hurt. Then Jimmy Garoppolo's there, and Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt, and all of a sudden the last pick in the draft in Brock Purdy gets his shot, and he makes the most of it. And Purdy eventually takes the team to the Super Bowl, and he does very well in that Super Bowl. And this past offseason, he gets Piz Aid, and his backup turns out to be Mac Jones. Winds up on the Niners anyway. And it's a smart move by him to join the Niners, right? Smart. If you're going to be a backup, you want to be a backup there. Look at Sam Darnold, who had a nice run there. And everybody thinks in the NFL, if you're going to be a backup, go to the San Francisco 49ers quarterback room. You're going to learn. You're going to be coached up. You're going to have a skill set that you can now take portably anywhere else. Sam Darnold, the perfect example. Let's go there. Let's get a little bit of time in the Shanahan system. We'll go to Kevin O'Connell. We'll win 14 games. Then we'll go to Seattle and get paid there. Brock Purdy in his first game as a Piz Aid quarterback goes to Seattle and does the Purdy thing, which is win in Seattle. 4-0 now there. 6-1 in his career against the Seattle Seahawks. And who knew when Purdy's running for his life with 90 ticks left in the game and he finds Jake Tongis in the end zone, a guy backing up George Kittle, who knew he was battling a shoulder and a toe injury at the same time? Because
come on,
all of a sudden he's showing up on the injury report, and then all the information men and women in the NFL this week are like, hey, this is serious. He might not play this Sunday. And then all of a sudden today comes out the news. It's 2 to 5 weeks. And look who's now in the spotlight in the starter's role, in the Purdy role from a couple years ago. For the San Francisco 49ers, 1-0, it is Mac Jones time.
Who?
Mac Jones time, sir.
Mac team.
John Lynch today on KNBR locally in the San Francisco area, giving us the latest.
You know, what I can confirm is I talked to, obviously, our trainer, our doctor, Dr. Anderson, who's the, you know, the preeminent foot and ankle specialist in the NFL. You know, what we're dealing with is like kind of a week-to-week thing. So that's our information. Brock's doing well, you know, coming back from it, and we'll just treat it as such. He's doing a nice job, doing everything he can to get back out there as soon as possible. And so that's where we're at.
2 to 5 weeks is what everybody in the NFL media world is saying. My buddy Rap Sheet reporting that one today for NFL Network.
Did I do this? Is this my fault for finally coming around and pledging my support and saying how great the Niners and Brock Purdy were going to be this season?
No, because guess what? If there's any team where you can't say this thing's over, it's toast, it's this team. And it's the guy who's replacing is a perfect example of it. A guy who started a ton of games in college and goes to the system and starts balling out and is now paid 50 and change a year because of how well he's performing here. And if Kyle Shanahan is a quarterback whisperer before Kevin O'Connell ever was, it's time to do it again. So you can't sit here and go, oh, that's the end of that. When Trey Lance was starting, everyone's just like, okay, we'll see what the kid's got. Then he goes and says, well, that's the end of that. Here comes Jimmy Garoppolo. They basically told him, hand in your playbook. He said goodbye after losing the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. And they took his playbook away. He was 19th string going in the summer. And then they decided at the end of the summer, you know what? We need you because we can't just go with this Purdy kid if we go down to that. And then they went down to that, and the kid balled out. He became Brock freaking Purdy. So what, are we going to sit here and say this is over now? Absolutely not. What, Mac Jones can't play football like he did back in his first year?
He was Offensive Rookie of the Year runner-up. And as we know, made the Pro Bowl. He was on the top 100 list.
Josh McDaniels was his offensive coordinator. The next year, the Raiders hire him away. And suddenly, it's the law firm of Belichick, Patricia, and Judge that's in his ear.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out. And it went south. And then he had the unfortunate circumstance of yours truly and Kurt Warner calling one of his international games. You got to have your head in a swivel when we do that. Ask Robert Saleh, ask Daniel Jones, ask Mac Jones. Anybody named Jones starting a quarterback over there in Germany, and we're calling your game, have your head in a swivel. Because Mac Jones threw those awful interceptions in Frankfurt, and see you later. Belichick was done with him, and he with Belichick. And now he's in this spot where everybody thinks you're in the perfect spot because it's Kyle Shanahan, and there is a roadmap to look at and show how it works. And the 49ers are in New Orleans. It's Mac Jones v. Spencer Rattler. If there's any winnable game, it should be that one.
Should be.
Notice I said should. You're home for Arizona, home for Jacksonville, and then you're at the Rams. If it's 2 weeks, then
on a Thursday.
It's a short week. On a Thursday. I mean, I don't know. Then you're at Tampa. So if it's 5 weeks, those are your 5 weeks.
What if Mac Jones goes 4-1? Then what?
Then it's Brock Purdy's job to finish the season with a nice 4-1 stretch.
But why?
Because that's what backup quarterbacks are supposed to do.
You're supposed to go in. You're supposed to win the games that you're supposed to win, and you're not supposed to lose. Don't do anything stupid and hand it back to the guy that you paid $50+ million to. Ask Cooper Rush. Ask Cooper Rush.
Yes, but here's
Dak
the
Prescott.
Thing. But here's the thing.
Come
Cooper
on,
Rush
bro.
Wasn't the guy that the Cowboys maybe wanted in the draft, but you know the front office pushed the button the other way.
Right, but Dak Prescott's the guy that was making all those millions, just like Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but Brock Purdy wasn't the guy. You know, he was in the seventh round. They wanted, Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. So if Mac Jones he finally gets, and if Mac Jones right. is lighting it up and running the system the way that he knew he could 4 years ago,
yes.
then what?
Then you tell Mac Jones, great job. That's what we have you here for.
I don't know about that.
And then you
that
hand it off.
That is not going to be the conversation on shows. And on local radio in San Francisco.
Understood, but I think the conversation in San Francisco and Santa Clara is like, this is why we got you. We believed in you back then. We believe in you now. We need you for 2 to 5 weeks while our big toe comes back from a big toe injury.
The big toe and on the guy that's never played a full season.
I hear you. That's why you have Mac Jones. That's why you have a backup quarterback. You have a backup quarterback that can win you games in a 2 to 5 week stretch to keep things afloat for the guy you're paying 50 some odd million to, and the whole locker room and the whole front office clearly believes in.
This is the business we've chosen.
That's it.
I think
that's the
be,
business
gonna
we've
gonna
all chosen.
There's going to be big problems if Mac Jones goes 4-1.
Okay. Listen to Hyman Roth and listen to Rich Eisen. What do we have in common? I think you know.
You're both in your 50s?
Well, I'm just going to take a nap. And when I wake up, if the money's there, I understand. We have a deal.
How old was Hyman Roth in Godfather 2?
Well, I mean, he always lies about his age. He's always honest about his age.
Yeah.
I can't make enough Godfather 2 references. I don't care how old that movie is. It's a freaking classic.
I'm just saying it kind of contradicts what we were...
Which is what?
Well, yesterday, like I said yesterday, when I brought up a person's name, you're like, that was 17 years ago. No one remembers that.
Oh, no, I
thought
you'd talk about that. You're talking about contradiction. This guy was like, Purdy's not this. Purdy's not that. And then on Overreaction Monday and the Rich Eisen Show for the last... 2 months, you've been high on the Niners. Don't sleep on him. Purdy goes out and does what he did without half of his youth.
I have Purdy in half my fantasy league.
And you draft
Kittle in the other half.
And now you're trying to bench him for Mac Jones before
I'm not
Mac
trying
Jones
to bench him. I'm telling you what the conversation is going to be when Mac Jones has 300 yards and 4 touchdowns in New Orleans and then goes and beats the Bucks and the Rams and the Cardinals.
If the Niners have a 4-1 situation... With Mac Jones going,
they're
going to
be in first place with Mac Jones, and
awesome.
Then you're just going to bench him.
And yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Except that was the guy that the coach wanted the whole time.
I got it. And then the coach went ahead and said, "Let's take a flyer on this kid, last pick in the draft, and look at him now." And he's also paid like this.
That was that part.
100%. A great. By the way,
you're not paying him to sit him.
A champagne problem. The Niners would sign for right now.
Yeah, there's a guy getting paid. In Atlanta, who's just sitting there.
The original.
The original.
Yeah, there's always, you know.
It's just money.
Anomaly.
It's just money. Do you care about money more
that.
Or winning more?
They might do that.
The Cowboys money.
If some, I don't even know. Who's the third stringer there? Who's the true Brock Purdy in this situation?
Well, that's just.
By the way, Hyman Ruff was 67.
Well, some guy named Curtis Rourke.
Oh, by the way, that's our friend from Canada, the smiley guy.
Yeah, the AI guy.
Where his headshot looked like an AI quarterback.
I completely forgot
about his headshot
that.
Still
comes the guy who plays in Canada who plays quarterback, and it would be great in the Shanahan system. Got, you tell that to AI, and it comes up with a photograph.
He's got AI Sam Howell vibes with this headshot.
Scrambling for that photograph deep. We had that like 2 years ago. Yeah. It's buried. It's gone.
Just pull up any AI picture. Okay. It'll suffice.
Dude, you're out of your mind. Listen, let's just play a game. Let's see what Mac Jones does in Arizona before we start, you know, flash forwarding.
He looked decently at the end of last season with Jacksonville.
Mac?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got Brian Thomas into the top 10 in fantasy leagues this year.
So here we go. Let's see what the Niners do. It's Mac Jones time. And that's what you have Shanahan there for. And that's why you have Mac Jones there for. Let's go. And if there's any team you can't look at and say, oh, my God, this season's over because they're going to their backup. But wildly, of all the teams that are forced due to injury to start a backup quarterback for the first time, if you had to choose an AFC team, it would be the Jets. You had to choose an NFC team, it would be the 49ers because it seems to happen to them quite frequently.
All the time.
And it always seems to work out, doesn't it? We'll see this time around. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, coming our way with all of his information and analysis. You're watching or listening to The Rich Eisen Show on a Thursday. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Tapping into your home's equity shouldn't come at a high price. That's why we offer our home equity loan options. We cover 100% of closing costs, which could save you hundreds. And with our fixed equity loans, you can consolidate debt and lower your monthly payments. Plus, we have no application or origination fees. So if you want to get more out of your home base, learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Membership required. Loans subject to approval. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details about credit costs. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? Is it the spacious interior that's comfy for the whole crew? Or the capability to go off-road? Maybe it's up to 600-plus miles of range. Is it the driver behind the wheel? What if it's all of that and more? What is it then? The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid. So much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Joining us from Pro Football Talk, our longtime friend Mike Florio back here on the program. Good to see you, Mike. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
Rich, I'm doing great. Good to see you. How are you today?
We are great. I mean, week two, lots to talk about right here. What's at the top of your list? What's at the top of your mental news stack, Mike Florio?
Well, I was listening. I was listening before I came on. Okay. How could you forget that Ricardo Montalban was also Khan?
Khan. Oh, yeah, Wrath of Khan.
Yeah,
yeah, spitting and his last breath.
He was on
Captain Kirk.
He was on the Herschel Walker push-up program to get the. Remember, he had the pecs, and really, he did like 500 push-ups a day to get those pecs for that movie.
You think so? I thought they strapped it onto him.
I remember reading in the newspaper back in those days, kids, there were newspapers that Ricardo Montalban, as he was doing press for Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan,
yes,
he did a whole lot of push-ups, although maybe he really didn't. He was just claiming to, and they did some sort of, you know.
I know.
Contraption.
The contraption sort of a performance. Like, if there's one thing I know, Ricardo Montalban never needed a performance enhancer. He just woke up that way, no matter what it was in. Let's just jump into the week two. As I mentioned, what is at the top of your mind here going into week two? What are you focused in on right here?
And obviously we got a Super Bowl rematch,
yes,
right out of the gates, and the Chiefs didn't look like themselves on Friday night in Brazil against the Chargers. They come home with the Eagles, who didn't have it as easily as we thought they would with the Cowboys, but they didn't have Jalen Carter. I suspect Jalen Carter is going to be ready to go, even though it was his own damn fault that he was ejected from the game before there was even a snap. This whole non-suspension allows him to play for free on Sunday, and I suspect that he will be ready to go. A.J. Brown, who had one target, one catch for 8 yards with fewer than 2 minutes to play on Thursday night, he'll be ready to go. And look at what the Eagles did to the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl. I think that's going to be very hard to duplicate, but the Eagles are clearly one of the best teams in the NFL, and this is just a tough draw for the Chiefs for their home opener.
Well, how about this? I'll offer a little bit of pushback that the team that didn't look like what they looked like last year in week one, if you're looking at Chiefs and Eagles, I'll go with the Eagles didn't look like it, but they won because of what happened right before the game with Jalen Carter. And, you know, it was a little bit more difficult than we thought. Then the Chiefs did look like last year, except they lost, right? Like they were struggling to get the ball down the field, take the top of the defense off. And part of that was, you know, because they lost Xavier Worthy 3 snaps into the game, maybe. And the idea is that they do want to go deep. They do have a fast wide receiver room. One of them's just suspended. The other one is, who knows what Xavier Worthy's status is going to be long-term here. And, you know, is it possible that the Chiefs are eyeing a reunion with Tyreek Hill, Mike Florio? Do you believe? on that?
I have been saying, Rich, for several weeks now that I think Tyreek Hill could be this year's Devontae Adams, where when it became obvious last year it wasn't in the cards for the Raiders. Next thing you know, he goes to the Jets for the Aaron Rodgers reunion. The Raiders weren't going to keep him for 2025. Let's get value for him, and they got a third-round pick. I don't think Tyreek Hill will be a Dolphin next year based on his contract and just the overall situation. So why not trade him if things continue to go off the rails? And based on week one, it's clearly off the rails for the Miami Dolphins. Now, I was told in the aftermath of that week one debacle that both the Steelers and the Chiefs are eyeing Tyreek Hill, and the Steelers would be crazy to imagine with Tyreek Hill and DK Metcalf with Aaron Rodgers throwing the passes. But it got complicated on Monday because TMZ reported on the existence of court filings in Tyreek Hill's pending divorce case in which his estranged wife accuses him of 8 incidents of domestic violence, including at least one while she was pregnant. And the league has launched a personal conduct policy investigation. So I think that any team that would be interested in trading for Tyreek Hill wants to be sure they're not trading for a guy who's going to be suspended before the end of the season. So that is a massive complication that wasn't there when the chatter began of maybe the Chiefs or the Steelers trying to get Tyreek Hill if this Dolphins week one trend continues.
So what are you hearing out of South Florida right now, Mike, if anything, based on that 33-8 beatdown that left Mike McDaniel looking for any, asked about a silver lining, said, well, the silver lining is that we were embarrassed and that should maybe shake a cobweb or two around here.
Yeah, and then it can't get worse. Well, it can get worse. Joe Philbin was fired by the Dolphins 4 weeks into the 2015 season with a record of 1-3. So it can get worse. If the losses continue, I suspect that Stephen Ross, the owner of the team, will consider making some sort of an in-season change. And, you know, I love Mike McDaniel. He's got such a refreshing and different way, the authenticity. But, boy, his demeanor and his words, they just land differently when the team isn't good. And the very chill mannerism and just that way of speaking, it doesn't mesh with a guy whose team was just obliterated on Sunday by the Colts. So something's off there, and a lot of the problems that usually manifest themselves for the Dolphins later in the year when they have to play outdoors in the cold, those popped up week one. Week one, they'd been undefeated under Mike McDaniel, and they didn't just lose. They were embarrassed. How quickly can they turn it around against a team from New England that the Dolphins have beaten 7 of 8 times at home, and the Dolphins are 8-2 against the Patriots this decade? This is one that the doctor ordered for the Dolphins, and if they can't win this one, it's going to be a long season for the team, and it could be a short season for the head coach.
Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You can check out all of Mike's stuff online and, of course, on Peacock and NBC Sunday Night Football right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What did you make of the Lions week one? Because week one, certainly in many parts in our media, is about salting away a narrative or somehow wiping it away. And with Ben Johnson coming in and what they looked like on Sunday in Green Bay, the narrative got a little bit more salted that the coordinator change is going to cost the Lions a step or two based on the last years of ascension. What do you think, Mike?
One of your new colleagues, Kevin Clark, was with me today on PFT Live, and we were talking about the Lions, and it occurred to me during the conversation that the Lions are learning what it's like to be a good team. And there are growing pains that go with being a good team. They lost 8 assistant coaches following the departure of Ben Johnson to be the head coach of the Bears and Aaron Glenn to be the head coach of the Jets. They took multiple guys with them. They have to work this through. And to go from 15-2 in the regular season last year to 0-2 since then, if we add the playoff outcome to the week one loss, 15-2 to 0-2, those fans, I think, are going to be antsy when Ben Johnson brings the Bears into town. And last year, without Ben Johnson as the Bears head coach, on Thanksgiving Day, the Bears were in position to steal that game, but for poor clock management that got the head coach, Matt Eberflus, fired the next day, the Bears could have won that game. And now Ben Johnson is with the Bears. And I would just be very uneasy about everything if I was a Lions fan, because the bar is high now, and it has never been high for the Lions. It's high now, and they're 0-1, and they're facing 0-2 if Ben Johnson come in there and finish the job that Matt Eberflus almost finished last year.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. The Bills and the Ravens, that was amazing. Were you transiting back, or where were you? You were sitting there. Walk me through Sunday night for you on NBC.
Here's what happens.
Unbelievable for you.
We watched the first half in the viewing room, and then right after halftime, we tape an FNIA podcast while we have one eye on the screen.
Yes.
And then it's go change, get to the car, watching the game on Peacock on the phone the whole time, get back to the hotel. So I was back at the hotel when all hell broke loose.
Oh, man.
And I couldn't believe it. And the Ravens have an institutional, I think, stubbornness to recognize when their formula isn't working. And they think they're going to make it to the finish line as all the pieces are flying off of the car. They think they're going to get there before the other car in the race that they've lapped finds a way to catch them, because they don't make any adjustments. They just think that what they've been doing is going to continue to work. And you could feel the momentum. It was palpable. You didn't have to be in the stadium, just watching it on TV. Everything swung toward the Bills. Why would you give the ball back to Josh Allen? There was that key 4th-and-3. Now, Lamar Jackson has since said he had cramps. After the game, John Harbaugh said most teams would punt in that situation where it's 4-and-3 and a first down ends the game. Most teams don't have Lamar Jackson. So I just think that the Ravens need to be ready to slip into a different mindset when that lead they systematically built throughout a game begins to crumble on them, because they weren't able to hold on long enough to get the victory. And that's the kind of thing that can propel the Bills into becoming the team that we've been waiting for them to be under Josh Allen.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. We've already we're preparing for a new starting quarterback due to injury with the 49ers, with Mac Jones, and we're keeping an eye on where the first sit down due to lack of production might be on the quarterback front. Would you say big game for Russell Wilson in Dallas, or there's really no itching to get Jackson Dart in there regardless of the record? Read some East Rutherford big blue tea leaves for me, if you don't mind. Mike.
Well, I think, Rich, that if the Giants believe that Jackson Dart would be able to perform at a sufficient level, given the blocking that's available to him, I think he'd already be out there. The mere fact that they were reportedly preparing a package of plays for Jackson Dart week one against the Commanders, I mean, this isn't the Cordell Stewart slash offense, right? If you've got a package of plays for the guy who is your starting quarterback in waiting, why are you not starting him? And I think they're waiting for the right time to make this move. I think it's inevitable that they make the move. I just think maybe they need a little more evidence that Russell Wilson isn't going to be the guy that they need him to be. And then they flip to Jackson Dart when they think he's ready. And it's going to be when they think he's ready to go out there and play. Remember, when Eli Manning was a rookie, they were 5-4 with Kurt Warner. And they benched Warner because that's when they thought Eli Manning was ready. And some thought they should just ride that out. They have a winning record with Kurt Warner. Let Eli Manning sit until next year. So whenever they think Dart is ready to go out there and function, given the pieces around him, that's when he's going to go. And I think it could be as soon as week 3, Sunday Night Football, Chiefs at Giants on NBC and Peacock.
I mean, and then if it's not that, it's you're hard-pressed to look at their schedule and see something, if you will, soft enough, other than the fact that there's one at New Orleans after home dates against the two teams that played in Brazil, and the Giants, based on their performance in week one, don't appear to be equipped to maybe come up with a win in those games offensively. But right after New Orleans is short week against the world champs before you visit Denver, ask Cam Ward how that was. At Philadelphia, home for San Francisco, at Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's hard to see that spot where you're like, okay, it's probably best to put the rookie in now. Maybe week 5, if not. I know week 3 might be a little bit more interesting if it is a Jackson Dart first career start for you and the crew on NBC. But I don't know. I don't see it. Where's the spot?
Rich,
you know?
I think week five is the one to watch because they could be 0-4 going into that game. And by then, there's enough evidence. There'll be enough of an outcry from the fans. We got to do something. Here comes a winnable game. Let's see what we can do. And then after that short week, you've got a little more time to get ready for the game at Denver. It really would be something if for the second straight year, Russell Wilson is on a team that's going to play Denver and in Denver, and Russell Wilson doesn't get to play in that game. Last year, he had the hamstring injury. It was early for the Steelers at Denver. This year, he could get the hook before it's time to go play the Broncos in Denver. But yeah, they have a tough schedule this year. And I know every NFL team has an NFL schedule, but it just seems like everything is stacked against the Giants. There aren't a lot of winnable games. There's still a work in progress. And I just think the sooner they get to Jackson Dart, the sooner he gets the reps, the sooner the game starts to slow down for him, the better equipped he'll be next year. Assuming that the power structure is still in place and there isn't a new coach that wants someone other than Jackson Dart. That's one of the ways dysfunction manifests itself with a football team. If you fire the coach and the GM after this season, the new guys inherit a guy they may not have drafted. I hope the Giants give this some time so we can see what Jackson Dart's ceiling is with the guys who brought him in.
Mike Florio, before I let you go, sir, your book, Big Shield, available now for only 99 cents in ebook form, $14.99 for the print edition.
You don't need the graphic. I'm Carrot Top. I got props. I got props.
Look at you, speaking Mike. Of Vegas, Carrot Top. Okay, very good.
It took me like a month to get these. Like, Bezos, what's going on, man? Like, why does it take so long to print up the books?
Maybe it's because
a lot of people are buying it. I'll tell myself that, and anyone else will listen. It is actually doing surprisingly well, despite the fact that I wrote it. So, yes, Big Shield, available on Amazon, 99-cent ebook or $14.99 for this beauty right here. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Look at that cover. Forget the content. Buy it for the cover.
Beautiful. I love it. Maybe you sent it up with Gail King for a second. Maybe you lost him up there. I don't know.
She was thrilled about that, too.
Oh, my God.
That was so good.
I think my crack staff is bored because look what they've apparently made. There's the Wrath of Khan.
There it is.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's up. I don't know why I'm in the middle right there, but
because
it's all frightening.
Is that an AI generation? Is that AI?
I don't know. It certainly isn't real eye. That's for sure.
but you can't have, if you're Khan, you can't cover up the pecs.
I don't know. Hey, listen,
you gotta show it.
This is apparently like a real photograph of whatever was going on back in the 80s.
The big reveal of the pecs was coming. He was getting ready aside gently and
that's right.
throw the arms open and that's show right. the world the product of the Herschel Walker push-ups and sit-ups during TV commercials routine.
Something you read in your local newspaper there in West Virginia, I'm sure.
1985.
Mike Florio, thanks for the time, brother. We'll chat again soon.
Great talking to you, pal.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Florio, creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. Go get his book, Big Shield, available now, 99 cents in ebook form, $14.99 for the print edition. Okay. Steelers go and get Tyreek Hill. You know they feel like this is the time for Rodgers. Put him in the basket.
Sorry, when you looked up what I was talking to Brockman it's like during the interview, that's what
you were saying? Rodgers throws for 4 touchdowns, and you think, again, the running, if the run game's not going to be the focal point, then get Rodgers, Tyreek Hill.
And if you think Calvin Austin,
don't forget Jono. Roman Wilson, team 144.
Well, I hadn't got there, but I was getting
I guess it's it. It's just like, Russ is here, let's put the eggs in the basket. And it's an interesting analogy that he's like this year's Devontae Adams, which is done with one team, and now he comes and becomes the guy for Rodgers. Except, I guess, does that make DK Metcalf the Garrett Wilson of this scenario?
I guess so. Yeah. Oh,
okay. And the one thing that's not going to happen is they're not going to fire their coach in the middle of all this and replace the offensive coordinator.
Please believe it.
Because that's what happened with the Jets last year, in case you forgot. All right, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial your phone calls when we come back right here. Mina Kimes in hour number 2 here on the program.
Let's get our push-ups in, boys.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills, but it turns out That's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you thought goldenly breaded McDonald's chicken couldn't get more golden, think golder. Because new sweet and smoky special edition gold sauce is here. Made for your chicken favorites. At participating McDonald's for limited time.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Live stream on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, or ESPN Radio. What is it that makes the all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid an incredible SUV? I'll tell you. There's a spacious interior. It's comfy for the whole crew. It can go off-road. It's that capable. 600-plus miles of range. And, of course, hits the driver behind the wheel. It's you. The all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid, so much more than just another SUV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. That's 562-314-4603 for more details. Call 844-204-RICH to have a conversation with us, whether you're watching or listening. David in Boca Raton, Florida, wants to chime in here. What's up, David?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Glad to be on the show.
Have you?
You're gonna love me, man.
Okay.
I agree with you 1,000% on the Brock Purdy, Mac Jones dilemma here. I mean, they signed Mac Jones to do exactly to come in when Brock Purdy gets hurt. Inevitably, they probably saw this coming in the future. So he's gonna come in. He's gonna win them the games.
Okay.
I'm gonna start Ricky Pearsall in fantasy. He's gonna hit all the overs on his props.
Okay.
And he's gonna come in and then. Right when Brock Purdy gets high, he gets a nice pat on the back and gets to, you know, ride the pine until Purdy gets hurt in the playoffs.
Wow. What a call, David. You're making lots of calls right here, including one to this program. Listen, that's the idea. I don't think they saw this. You just got to plan in advance. And if Mac Jones is becoming available and you liked him in the draft and you think he can do this exact job, that's why you have him. And I think he's going to be just fine, actually, you know, and they have a last place schedule. Yeah. They have a last place schedule and there are some winnable games on their schedule over the next, you know, few weeks.
I mean, you got a starting quarterback as your backup. I mean, they couldn't have finessed any harder with signing Mac Jones.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
So I just have a question for tonight's game, not gambling advice. How do we feel about the over-under on the game tonight?
So this is not gambling, but you're asking me about who's going over or under.
Gambling advice.
Okay, just I appreciate the heads up.
Because he would never
Chris,
ask you
want
for
to
that,
take
Rich?
This one? Chris, what is this? I don't know these numbers.
So here's the deal.
I'm an NFL employee. I become unfrozen caveman host when it comes to this sort of
Thursdays
stuff.
Thursdays are tough. Slow out of the gates. However, this does have the second highest total of the week, 48.5. So Vegas expecting, you know, 7 touchdowns possibly in this game. You know, if you want to tease that down a little bit, maybe go, you know, if you want to take Washington up to 9-7. And get the, you know, over 40. You know, I think that's not
a
bad situation.
Are we thinking Barnburner tonight? I'm not really sure.
Is he going higher register?
Whoa,
higher register. Uh-oh.
Don't say that.
It just all depends, in all honesty, it really all depends on how
Macca
does tonight. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Say hi to the Seinfelds near Boca there.
I like shootout tonight, don't you?
Dude, what do I know? What do you shoot out? What do you know? You don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
I have no idea.
But you can sit here and there's going to be a lot of touchdowns scored tonight. That's a shootout.
I don't know. The Commanders' defense held Russ down. You know, Jordan Love better than Russ, sure. Or will they hold a bunch of people down? You know, did the Lions miss their coordinators? And as Florio just said, 8 assistants on the sideline, and thus the Packers just took care of business against a team ready to be rolled? Sure. Is the defense top 5 in the league? Maybe. Will we find out tonight? Jaden Daniels. You know the last Jaden Daniels is the last Cowboy sack for
Macca.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's used to
Macca
taking care of business. The Commanders. I'm going to drive that new drop into the ground.
Yeah.
Is that a yes on a shootout tonight or no?
Does this serve as our preview of the game tonight?
No, we need
to
know.
We'll talk about it later. I mean, this over under stuff. Get out of here.
Are you starting any of your fantasy players tonight in hopes of a lot of
Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin need to connect for my poker league.
You're expecting a shootout.
You're starting all your Packers. You're starting all your Commanders. This is a full go game.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Do I start Matthew Golden tonight over Tyrone Tracy against the Cowboys?
Well, they can't stop the run.
Oh, they can now. Oh, that's because they got rid of what's his name?
Macca.
That's right. Can't use the new Caliendo drop enough.
Settle down just a little bit.
Oh, I guess I should. My bad.
Can I make
that's
a suggestion?
The real Jerry Jones, right?
Feels like that a golden was. Game tonight.
A golden game tonight.
I hope not, because I just dropped him.
Oh,
you dropped Matthew Golden after 1 week?
It wasn't anything personal. It was the fact
talk about an overreaction.
Here's the reason. Wow. Hollywood Brown is still on my waiver wire, and I had to make a decision. Number one receiver right now.
Why is it one against the other? That's like Jerry Jones saying we got to stop the run, so I got to trade
Macca.
Yeah,
because it's points rich.
Who could you have got both? Who else could you have dropped?
I could have dropped Puka, I guess, or no. I could have dropped.
No,
Cortland
you have
Sutton.
Other receivers.
Come on, you have other running backs you could drop or other players. You
right,
could drop.
I could drop Jahmyr Gibbs. No, I didn't
this guy.
Did you win
that?
Last week at least?
These are not real options.
Drop R.J. Harvey, cool. I guess. No, don't want to do that.
Who's else on your bench?
I'm telling you, Nick Chubb, Tony Pollard, all starters.
Nick Chubb, you could have dropped.
He's RB1. I'm not going to drop him for a receiver with a bat.
By the way, I'll get going back though.
Don't worry about that.
That's a week two game. A lot of people aren't going to talk about because it's one of the two Monday night games, and we're so far away from it right now. But Tampa and Houston,
monster game.
Great matchup.
Yeah,
and if Tampa takes care of business, Houston could start 0-2.
With Jacksonville potentially being 2-0.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Not from
Houston. Yeah, Jacksonville is taking on, well, they visit Cincinnati this week.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.